Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny, but a little bit chilly here on my portion of Delmarva, barely 60 degrees, so fall is here. Not sure what it's like where the boss man is right now. He's out good dadding. He'll be back on the show tomorrow for Fun Friday. I know I said that last week as well, too, and he dodged us at the last minute, so we'll see if that's actually still going to be the plan come tomorrow. That's probably when I'll find out if that's going to be the plan or not. Filthy Tom Lawler did plan to join me today, but he's also indisposed at the moment, so I'll try to hold down the fort the best I can here. And for any of you out there, if you have an idea for a banger match for AEW to put on, make sure you post it on social media with a big old fake graphic. This comes from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Yesterday, an ex-user posted a graphic that showed Konosuke Takeshita would be defending the AEW International title against CMLL's Máscara Dorada on Dynamite. At least one media outlet reported on it as fact. It wasn't us, but it actually was a fake. On this morning's Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer said in speaking with someone from AEW, they are now very interested in putting that match together. Quote, whoever put out that graphic spurred an idea in people's heads, and in fact, they love the idea of that match. Dave then added, I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. But at least the idea is in people's heads now. So there you go. If you've been wanting to see MJF against the Beast Mortos, but don't think that they'll take you seriously, just make a graphic and maybe, just maybe, you'll get your wish. I'll run down everything that took place on Dynamite last night, including getting producer Dom's live thoughts on it. Got cards for this Saturday's Collision and Battle of the Belts. Bret Hart talking about his appearance in Calgary, and a whole lot more. We'll get it started after the break.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, along with the incredible Bongo Band leading us back in. You know, we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com or at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and X every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. I'll tell you how you can become a member of the site a little bit later on in the show. For the subscribers out there, a little programming note, myself and Adam Summers will be recording a new edition of the Big Audio Nightmare coming up in about an hour after this show ends, and that should be up on the website a little bit later on today, talking about everything taking place in the world of Japan. We will start this show off by talking about ratings, because people love ratings. Calm down, everybody. Not AEW ratings. They have not come out yet. We'll just go back to Raw and NXT because I can't even remember if we mentioned Raw's number on any of these shows in the last couple of days. So 1.538 million viewers tuned into USA Network, according to WrestleNomics. That was down from last week's audience of 1.545 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.43, down about 10% from last week's rating of 0.47. NXT, without the loaded lineups of the main roster, was also down this week, losing more than a quarter of its audience compared to last week's episode. Programming Insider reported that 639,000 viewers tuned into Tuesday's episode on the CW, which was down from last week's audience of 874,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.18, also down 25% from last week's demo rating of 0.24. When it comes to NXT on the CW, any number is going to be good. Even their lowest numbers on the USA Network are going to be something that CW is happy to have. That's why they handed over $25 million to WWE for the rights to air NXT. It's a plus for NXT and WWE, obviously, and the fact that they get to have their show on a national network. I know a lot of people throw shade at the CW, and yes, there are cable channels that are more accessible than the CW. It's not in every corner and crevice of the nation or anything like that, but it's still, in some ways, a lot better than having it on the USA Network. They're obviously getting paid for it, and again, almost any number that they come up with is going to be fine for this show. You knew the show was going to drop a little bit after the first 2 weeks, now that everybody was off of it, and that's fine. I mean, I have a feeling this show is going to average out about 750,000 people a week anyway. You know, once the baseball playoffs are over, once, you know, things are not counter-programming it, but let's be honest, what can counter-program NXT? I mean, almost nothing. Debates happen. Presidential debates happen. Nothing happens with NXT. Huge world events happen. Nothing happens to NXT. They have some of the most loyal audience that is going to tune in every week. So NXT on the CW, nothing to worry about there. AEW numbers, if they come out for Dynamite before the end of the show, I'll let you know what they are. Bret Hart, thankful for the reaction that he received from his hometown crowd on Raw last month. On the September 9th edition of Raw at the Saddle Dome in Calgary, Hart returned to WWE programming for the first time since 2022. He took part in a promo segment with Gunther and Sami Zayn. In an appearance on the Wrestling Classic podcast, Hart explained that his appearance on Raw came together with just a few days of advance notice. He said, quote, "Maybe 4 or 5 days ahead of time, I found out. They called and asked me if I wanted to go down. I was like, what else am I doing? But yeah, it was really special," Hart said. "I didn't expect that kind of reaction. Of course, it's been a long time since I walked out in front of a Calgary crowd." Also during the interview, Hart was asked if he noticed that CM Punk and Drew McIntyre did a little tribute to him during their Hell in a Cell match at Bad Blood. Punk put McIntyre, who was bleeding profusely because of that toolbox shot, in the sharpshooter as a callback to Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13. Hart said that he did notice it and that he always takes those as a nod of respect. He said he liked and appreciated it, but guess what? It still wasn't as good as his match with Austin, and he did smile at that. It's amazing how many years it has been since that match. He says it's the best match of his career. I'm not going to argue against that. It's one of the best matches that I can remember seeing. It was the double turn where Austin turns babyface, Hart turns into a heel, Ken Shamrock is the special guest referee. It was perfect. It was about as perfect of a wrestling match as you can get, and I know we have a lot of young people that listen to the show, and it's been 27 years, damn near 30 years. There are plenty of you who were negative 11 when that show started, when that show happened. And I don't know how many of you have seen that match. I'd like to assume if you're a wrestling fan that's so diehard that you spend part of your day listening to shows like this, you would have already seen it. But I will say go out of your way to watch this match. As soon as the show is over, if you've never seen it, go back, watch WrestleMania 13, watch that match with Steve Austin and Bret Hart. It was absolutely incredible. So amazing here. 27 years ago now. Damn. Another WWE news. It's not really news. It's pretty much a slow news day today, but there was a press release that got issued from the folks at the South Point 400, the NASCAR race taking place in Las Vegas. Rey Mysterio and Braun Strowman have been named honorary starters for this coming Sunday's playoff race for the NASCAR Cup Series in Las Vegas. It stated that fans can meet the two of them on Sunday. And make sure if you're going to this that you plan wisely here. Maybe get there a little bit early. You have 20 minutes. They will meet with you from 9:30 a.m. to 9:50 a.m. Pacific time in the fan zone, where they're going to have a question and answer session on the South Point stage. Fans attending this Sunday's race will also have the opportunity to buy pre-sale tickets for WrestleMania 41, which is, of course, going to be hosted at Allegiant Stadium next April 19th and 20th. So if you're excited about that, there you go. I believe the guy's name is, I think it's Cole Custer, who races in the series, the NASCAR series that's on the CW. He will be making an appearance next week on the NXT show, if I'm not mistaken. I definitely know they have the NXT paint scheme for his car, and I'm sure they're going to be selling a ton of those through Fanatics or the NASCAR shop or whatever it is. I actually still somewhere from way back have a Cartoon Network version of one of those cars that's got like the Powerpuff Girls and all these other people on it. I know one of the bigger collectibles from back in the day was when they would have all those deals with NASCAR and TBS where they would have WCW on there and different cars like that. So if you're into that sort of thing, there you go. You should be happy about that. Got a lot more coming up after the break, obviously, including everything that took place on AEW Dynamite last night. Maybe if we have time, we'll open up the phone lines, get some of your thoughts on what's going on with the Blackpool Combat Club. Apparently, everybody in AEW now works for Jon Moxley. That's cool. But it seems like they really have a problem now that Bryan Danielson is out of the way with the mid-card, because they were messing with the Dark Order and Top Flight and Action Andretti last night, and there is probably a reason for this, and we'll get into it a little bit after the break as to why those two groups right now are being targeted by this group that has now supposedly taken over the whole promotion. We'll find out more about what that is, as well as what's coming up this weekend on AEW Collision and Battle of the Belts 12. Did you know there was going to be another Battle of the Belts? Well, there is, and it's going to be taking place after Collision. We'll get into that and a whole lot more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. No Boss Man Brian Alvarez today. No Filthy today. Hopefully the Boss Man is back tomorrow for Fun Friday. This coming Saturday, AEW Collision and Battle of the Belts 12 are being taped tonight at the Adventist Health Arena in Stockton, California. About an 11,000-seat building that the NBA's G League Sacramento Kings play in, or the Sacramento Kings. What is their actual name, Dom? What is the G League team?
I actually have no idea. I will look that up for you and come back.
Have you ever been to Stockton, California? Ever been to anywhere around this building here?
I've been to Stockton like once. I've never actually been to that arena or anything, so I cannot give you any kind of scoop on it.
You went to go smoke with the Diaz brothers, didn't have time to do anything else. I can understand that. I can understand that. They can be a handful, but on Collision coming up this Saturday, the Outrunners against LFI, Roosh and the Beast Mortos, Kyle Fletcher against Atlantis Jr., Ricochet against AR Fox, and the Blackpool Combat Club against Top Flight and Action Andretti, and we'll tell you how all of that came to be coming up a little bit later on paper. Pretty good. I can't complain about that show whatsoever. Now, what's taking place on Battle of the Belts 12? Just one thing that we know of for sure, which is Anna Jay against Mariah May in a women's world title eliminator match. It is not for the title. It is a number one contenders match. So Anna Jay, I could see getting the victory here and moving on to a title match against Mariah May. I don't think it's official, but it seems to be close to it. ROH television title, Brian Cage, who is now aligned with the Callis family, will face off against Commander. So there you go. Speaking of ROH, Ring of Honor is tonight on Honor Club with matches that were taped last Wednesday in Spokane. And on October 3rd, when AEW was in Toledo, Ohio, we got a women's world title proving ground match. Athena alongside Lexi Nair will face Lady Frost. Yuka Sakazaki against Viva Van. Nick Wayne against Brian Hook. Not Hook, but Brian Hook. Spanish announced project of Angelico and Serpentico against Derek Dillinger and Ren Jones. And the M&M Collection, Mansoor and Mason, against Midnight Heat, the team of Eddie Pearl and Ricky Gibson. So I don't think you'll have to go too far out of your way to guess who wins those matches coming up here. TNA has signed Casey Navarro to a multi-year contract, and this one kind of took me by surprise because I thought Casey Navarro was already signed to TNA. He appears there so much that I just thought he was there, but the 25-year-old has wrestled regularly for TNA over the past few years. And this year especially, as he was teaming with Top Dollar, AJ Francis, who is the former Top Dollar, as First Class. Navarro told Sports Illustrated today that he's looking to win the TNA Tag Team titles with Francis, but his number one goal is to become the X Division champion. I don't know how many title matches he's had, but he certainly has wrestled a lot of X Division wrestlers in his time working for TNA over the last couple of years. TNA also announced today that both Rhino and the late Bob Ryder are going to be inducted into their Hall of Fame coming up on Bound for Glory weekend. Ryder was one of the co-founders of TNA along with Jeff and Jerry Jarrett and remained with the promotion working behind the scenes all the way up until his passing in 2020. Ryder's friend Eric Young will accept the induction on his behalf. Rhino joined TNA in 2005 and wrestled there full-time until 2014. He came back to the company in 2019 and has made several appearances every year since. Ryder and Rhino now join Sting, Kurt Angle, the Dudley Boys, Jeff Jarrett, Earl Hebner, Gail Kim, Abyss, Ken Shamrock, Awesome Kong, Raven, Tracy Books, Mike Tenay, and the late Don West in the Hall of Fame there. So that's going to be very nice. Rhino's a guy you can always rely on. He always gets a pop when he comes out there. It's amazing his career going back so far at the very end of ECW, back when Don Callis was doing the announcing for ECW on TNN. That's how far that goes back. That's where Rhino was. Ends up leaving there, joined up with Edge and Christian, became the third man as part of their team in WWE, which led to a perfect situation where you had Edge and Christian and Rhino. You had the Hardy Boys and Lita. You had the Hollies and Molly Holly. You had all these three-person combinations that could all kill each other in tables, ladders, and chairs matches, and they certainly did. So congratulations to Rhino and Bob Ryder, who, again, as I mentioned, was the start of that company, worked for WCW for a long time. I believe it was One Wrestling that he worked on, and then if you got a chance to hear him alongside Jeremy Borash on WCW Live, the old internet-only post-show they used to do where guys would just say literally anything on those shows. They're some of the most fun stuff you can hear as far as hearing real thoughts from guys just shooting on the company's dime, saying what they didn't like about WCW. It was just amazing to hear those shows. TNA Impact is tonight on Access TV and Impact Plus, with matches that were taped on October 2nd and 3rd at Skyway Studios in Nashville. We got Brian Myers against Mike Santana. We got an X Division title match with Speedball Mike Bailey defending against Leon Slater. And last week on the show, PCO and Matt Cardona were allowed to choose each other's opponents for tonight. For PCO, Cardona chose Rhino, and for Cardona, PCO chose TNA World Champion Nick Nemeth. The match between PCO and Rhino will be a no DQ match for PCO's TNA Digital Media title and his International Heavyweight title, while Cardona's match against Nemeth will be a non-title match. All of this is leading up to TNA's Bound for Glory, which takes place on October 26th from the Wayne State Fieldhouse in Detroit. Here's the card as we have it so far. TNA World Championship, Nick Nemeth against Joe Hendry. Gotta figure Joe Hendry is going to win that match. In fact, there was a tweet about Joe Hendry. He responded to somebody saying that, yeah, your cup of coffee with NXT is done or whatever it was. He's like, yeah, well, we'll see what happens in 4 months. What's about 4 months away? I don't know, the Royal Rumble? Could we see Joe Hendry win the TNA title on October 26th and show up in the Royal Rumble as champion? Yes. Yes, I believe we can see that. Monsters Ball match for the TNA Digital Media title and International Heavyweight title. PCO will defend against Matt Cardona. Full Metal Mayhem match for the TNA World Tag Team title. The System of Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, along with Alicia Edwards, defend against Jeff and Matt Hardy, along with Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Got a TNA Knockouts World title match. Jordan Grace against Masha Slamovich. Looking forward to that one. And Moose will face off against Mike Santana. Got New Japan's Fighting Spirit Unleashed show coming together. That is on November 8th in Lowell, Massachusetts. So coming up here in less than a month, New Japan Strong Openweight Championship, Gabe Kidd, who we can hopefully get back on this show before that card takes place. He'll be defending against Kosei Fujita. Got a four-way number one contenders match where the winner will get a shot at Strong Openweight Champion Mercedes Moné. We know Anna Jay is in the match. Who else is going to fill the other three positions? That is still to be determined. Kenta against Ryohei Oiwa, David Finlay against Kevin Knight, and Mustafa Ali faces off against Leo Rush in a match that is hard to believe that that one won't be good. I'm looking forward to that one. Love Leo Rush. Get to a little bit later on. Leo and Shelton Benjamin last night I thought was fantastic. Royal Quest 4 is coming up here very soon at the Crystal Palace National Sports Center in London. The two big matches on that show, TMDK will defend the strong openweight tag team title against Hiroshi Tanahashi and Tomohiro Ishii. And for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Zack Sabre Jr. faces off against Sonata. And at this time, I will bring in producer Dom, if he's not shoving food in his face right now, placing bets online about tonight's ALCS or anything like that. Dom, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? Oh, by the way, Mike, Stockton Kings. Very...
The Stockton Kings?
No imagination necessary. It was just the Stockton Kings.
Well, you know, hey, it's why gimmick it up?
Right.
There were, according to Russell Ticks yesterday, the last update they had, about 3,300 people in attendance for that show. Plenty of people from the website went. Gary Gonzalez, Dave Meltzer went to the show, but also you went to the show. How was it? Did they take care of you? Did they give you free food? Did you get free swag? Did anyone ask you what it's like having to deal with Brian Alvarez on a daily basis?
None of the above, but the process of the seat, getting the seats and everything like that was totally fine. I know we're up against the break, but overall the show was really good. And you know, I've seen all the stuff. I've heard you and Brian talk about how the crowds and they're not selling well. I don't know what the wrestling setup was in terms of how many people it held, but I found myself multiple times throughout the show saying, this is a pretty full crowd for what was open. So overall, it was a pretty solid experience.
Nice. Well, I'll ask you how the vibe of the crowd was and all that other sorts of stuff, including what actually took place on the show. The Blackpool Combat Club is going to take over. In fact, they have already taken over, according to Jon Moxley. Everybody is working for him. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Producer Dom is here with me as well, too. I don't know. I looked in the YouTube chat, and there was somebody that was crying in there, but here he goes. He's about to jump on AEW. Why does everybody think I hate AEW? I don't hate any wrestling promotion. Like, you know, I hate child molesters. I think they should die. I hate people that abuse women and children. They should be beaten up and thrown in jail. If Hitler was alive, I would hate him. This is wrestling. Why the hell would I hate AEW? If it's good, it gives me something to talk about. If it's bad, it gives me something to talk about. It's like WWE. How difficult is this? What's wrong with some of you people? Actually, there's a lot wrong with some of you people. You're not perfect. Producer Dom is perfect. We hear that every time he's on this show. Didn't mess up like producer Daniel did yesterday. Dom, did you hear about that one?
I did not. No, what happened?
Coming back from break, forgot to play the rejoiner. Screwed Brian all up. Got really confused there for a moment. It was great, though, just because of the look on Brian's face.
I can see how that's completely disorienting. You get used to something, and you're waiting for it. And then it never comes. I get it.
Exactly. Like Brian showing back up on this show, I can already bet he's going to dump out on Fun Friday. But got to get to Dynamite last night. Cold opening of the show was a video package of the Blackpool Combat Club leaving the building after laying waste to Brian Danielson after the Wrestle Dream pay-per-view. Claudio was driving the truck. Pac was riding shotgun. And Moxley, Marina Shafir, and Wheeler Yuta were in the bed of the truck. Moxley then cut his monologue to a camera that happened to be in that truck. He said things in AEW have gotten out of control. He said wrestling has given him everything, and he wants that for other people. He says he hates what AEW has become. Ego's out of control. Too much dancing and partying. He can't stand it. Moxley said he's not sentimental, so he just wants to burn down the forest and plant a new one. It's just as simple as that. He said you can come with us, but if not, you need to run while you can. He says the new paradigm is that everyone works for him now, and the vignette ended with Yuta just staring off into the distance. You know it's coming. You know Wheeler Yuta is going to be basically Brian Danielson's avatar. And I know a lot of people are making fun of Wheeler Yuta, the people that don't like him and think he's just going to be some pale imitation with the hair on his face and can wrestle a little bit, but he's not going to be Brian Danielson. You know what? Nobody's ever going to be Brian Danielson. But if Wheeler Yuta can get something out of this, great. I think people are way too hard on him. They're way too hard on Daniel Garcia. They've been way too hard on Ricky Starks at times. Some of those guys, again, he may not be the greatest wrestler in the world, but obviously he's going to play a pivotal part in this story. So we'll see how everything unfolds itself down the line. When we did get back inside the building to start the show, the announcers did sell, and they did sell all night, the carnage left behind by the Blackpool Combat Club. Adam Cole came down to the ring to cut an in-ring promo, said it was story time with Adam Cole, of course, where he attempted to dot some I's and cross some T's when it comes to that whole god-awful devil storyline with MJF. Brian can sit here and say and do the what about thing that, oh, what about the fact that it was the best thing that they had, you know, put on and they got their best ratings and all that stuff. And yeah, okay. How is it remembered? What did the ratings do after that? Does anybody care about any of that? It was a mess. It didn't work, and I'm happy it's over. But They still have to like tie some things together. So that's what Cole did. He started off by saying he loves his friends in the Undisputed Kingdom, but he's got to do this on his own. Said he'd talk about his injury, but nobody wants to hear about that. They want to hear about MJF, who he called the worst person on the planet. He says sometimes you have to fight evil with evil, which you to explain away some of what he was doing in his whole deal with taking MJF away from his family and hiding him out somewhere. He said, how fake, you may ask? Cole noted it took two surgeries for MJF's hair transplant to take. Damn, man, you didn't have to do that. Continued to bury MJF until his music hit, and of course, MJF is not there. Instead, it's pre-taped promo on the big screen. MJF says because of Cole, he can never trust again. He also says he'll never get in the ring with Cole again, which he knows will drive Cole crazy. We then cut to a promo of Chris Jericho talking to Renee Paquette after WrestleDream. He says Mark Briscoe cheated to win the match, and he wants a rematch against him so he can become a two-time ROH champion, just like Jay Briscoe. Then, of course, we get Mark's response. He says he'll make Jericho once again regret ever saying Jay's name. So next week on Dynamite, it's a ladder war for the ROH title, ladder match between Mark Briscoe and Chris Jericho. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with these two guys facing off against each other. I don't want to see Mark Briscoe lose to Chris Jericho. But then again, if he loses to Chris Jericho, maybe Jericho can take the ROH title, do the learning tree thing on Honor Club where I'll really never see it, and we can have Mark Briscoe on AEW TV all the time. I'd be all for that. 15 minutes had passed. 15 minutes before we got our first match. That, I know, is going to drive some AEW fans nuts who do not like that WWE method of 15 or 20 minutes of a promo to start the show, but that's what you're going to get, and I think going to get more often than not now. FTR faced off against Big Bill and Brian Keith. FTR won the match in about 8.5 minutes. A Tennessee tiptoe spot into the Shatter Machine. Producer Dom, did you know what that spot was before you saw the finish?
I did not, and I will say, because I was there and I didn't watch it back when I got home, I don't know what the presentation was like, but considering that this was a match for hurricane relief, if I didn't know that going in, I wouldn't have known. I think FTR had shirts that were, you know, North Carolina based, but there was no QR code on the screen. There was no mention of it. That part, given... Yes, to answer your question, I did not know what the spot was. But all things considered, I thought that was one of the biggest fumbles of being at the show, that not even before the match, not after the match, at no point was there anything like a QR code that you can scan. I know they did it last week with a bunch of different organizations during the Copeland and Dax commercial spot that they did. But there was nothing at the arena. Maybe there was something at the merch stand, which I didn't go to. But that part was definitely disappointing.
You know, and some people might get salty about, oh, you're pointing out something that they didn't have on the screen. No, it's something that's actually positive feedback for them the next time they do something like that, because all of us at home had that information. But yeah, it does make sense for the people there to have something like a QR code or something where you can donate right then and there. After that, in the back, Renee interviewed the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn, asking them what was next for them. Billy said the gym is what's next for them, and he went to go warm up the car. After a few words from Max and Anthony, MVP and Shelton Benjamin rolled up on him. P handed Max his card and told them when they decided to get serious to give him a call. It was then time for the TBS title match between Mercedes Moné and Queen Amanada. This is the match that producer Dom has been waiting for. You've never heard a bigger Mercedes Moné fan than producer Dom. Match went about 8.5 minutes. Mercedes tapped her out with the bank statement, which is now the statement maker. Look, I know that you don't like Mercedes, but you gotta like Queen Amanada. And if nothing else, you had to like the match. It was a pretty damn good match.
It was a very good match. And I texted this to you yesterday, Mike, and I'll say it here. The very first piece of media that we received other than the graphic of AEW Dynamite last night was a commercial by Mercedes for the presale of her action figure that is coming out. And I was like, really? This is the first thing we're going to get? And there was legitimately a lot of boos, which was surprising to me because I know I'm in a very small minority of people that love Mercedes. I'm not one of them. However, for this match, couldn't have been more polar opposite of that opening commercial. This was a, I don't want to say it was the hottest match, but the crowd was into it. The dueling chants of Aminata, CEO, was fantastic. Camille got involved just enough. This was a really good match to see live, for sure.
I'm not sure what the total time of wrestling was on this show, maybe about 45 minutes or so when you add everything together. But the wrestling that you got, I actually thought was pretty good. But we'll get to a little bit more of it here in a second. But we got to go to the back where the Elite are standing there. It's Kenny Omega's birthday. Jack Perry reminds us that Omega has 20 feet of his intestines removed. They have a black frosted cake that says "Happy Birthday, Kenny," which they then dumped a bunch of animal organs over. Perry then looked in the camera, told Omega to get better soon or to die. He doesn't really care whatsoever. Then it was time for the six-man tag team title match with Okada and the Bucks against the conglomeration team of Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy, and Rocky Romero. Match went a little over 9 minutes and took us to the top of the second hour. Why is that important? Because that's when it ended in a disqualification when the Blackpool Combat Club hit the ring. The Bucks and Okada just bailed and sat there slack-jawed as everyone stomped out Cassidy. Top Flight and Action Andretti hit the ring and they got beat up. Great spot where Action Andretti ran in the ring. He attempted to do a handspring back elbow on Moxley, but as he sprung back, Moxley just forearmed him in the back of the head. That's so exactly good. What you should do. Yeah, I mean, it was perfect when he did that. Perry came out and then told the rest of the Elite to run to the back. Moxley then grabbed the microphone and said, "Make no mistake about it. If you're involved in any way, shape, or form with AEW, you are under attack. If you don't like what happened on Saturday night or beating everyone up now, that's just the cost of doing business." They left, and after they did, Christopher Daniels, Daniel Garcia, and Private Party came in to help everybody up. We then went to the back where Renee was trying to get a comment from the Elite. Okada just took off past her. That left the Bucks and Jack Perry standing there. She asks them, "You're executive vice presidents. How can you let any of this stuff happen?" The Jacksons say it's none of their business. Daniel Garcia and Private Party confronted them, but the heels left. Garcia and Private Party then agreed to have each other's backs, which then, of course, would lead to the match that we're getting on Dynamite next week, which will be Private Party and Garcia against Perry and the Bucks. We then, later on, they did announce that after a video package of what's been happening with Swerve and MVP, we got Shelton Benjamin against Leo Rush. Shelton got the win in about 11 minutes with a T-bone suplex. Shelton's 49 years old. He looks like he's 30. I thought this was great, too. Leo Rush is fantastic. Leo Rush can do things that other people can't and make it look like it's happening in an actual fight or competition. I love the way he can do things. After the match, MVP stuck his business card in Leo's trunks while he was laid out and proceeded to cut a promo. He said Leo opened his mouth and Shelton was kind enough to close it. And now it's time for Swerve to reconsider his position. P says he wants to finish their conversation that they started at Wrestle Dream. After a commercial break, Renee interviewed Swerve and Prince Nana about what he just saw. Swerve said that Shelton looked impressive out there and added, "That's kind of how I saw it going." So I don't know if that's going to play into something with Leo and Swerve down the line. It could. He tells MVP that they can talk any place, anytime, anywhere, and if Shelton's shooting for him to not miss. That brought out Don Callis, who came down to the ring for an interview with Tony Schiavone. He introduced Brian Cage, the ROH TV champion, as the newest member of the Callis family. He wants him to team up with Lance Archer and go after the tag team titles. He also said that Konosuke Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher are his men, and Fletcher, everybody wants to know why he did what he did, but everybody was chanting for Will Ospreay, so it's just too bad. You're not going to get it. Callis then jumped back in to say the family was stronger than ever. Mariah May's promo in the back after that. Anna Jay got in her face. Christopher Daniels came to break it up. Anna went to slap Mariah. She missed, hit Christopher Daniels. That made Nigel really happy. And when we come back from break, the Blackpool Combat Club was not done for the evening. They're taking it out on Dark Order, Top Flight, and Action Andretti. And I think I might know why. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
attention men. Here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, producer Dom here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Just a couple minutes left to go in the show, but the Blackpool Combat Club came out where we actually went, we're in the back. There was a promo with Ricochet talking about Takeshita not beating him on Saturday. He beat Ospreay. He still hasn't been pinned. He's the best in the world, not just Takeshita saying that he is. Anyway, they might face off on Collision. Ricochet's going to be there. He wants Takeshita to be there too. But we went from the back then to further in the back where the Blackpool Combat Club was fighting with the Dark Order in Top Flight and Action Andretti. It was Darius Martin's turn to be choked out by Marina Shafir this time. The Combat Club then jumped into a truck and drove off. John Silver running after it, doing a dumb comedy spot. I felt was stupid, frankly. But Evil Uno and Dante Martin cut promos. And what I'm thinking out of this is Action Andretti and John Reynolds, it is, right? Alex Reynolds. I have a feeling that those two guys will be splitting off from their groups and joining up with Moxley. That makes a lot of sense in that Evil Uno's, I don't want to say worthless, but honestly, the Dark Order's worthless. John Silver doesn't need anybody there. Uno doesn't need to be on TV. And Top Flight without Action Andretti is fine. If you're serious about Alex Reynolds, which, you know, that's why he had that match with Kenny Omega and Action Andretti. They did the deal with Jericho eons ago. You know what? Now would be a great time to maybe shave them off and put them with the Blackpool Combat Club group as they continue to take over. Main event, Jay White against Christian. Bad spot at the end where Hangman Page looked like he missed a cue and came out way too early. Bottom line is, Christian won the match when, of all people, Kip Sabian caused a distraction. It allowed Hangman Page to hit the buckshot lariat. He got the win, and that's how we went off the air. Like, we have to go off the air right now. I thank you, Producer Dom. I thank you, Producer John, on the video end. I thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.